Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
It's a massive day here at Drew Oval, and we're in Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell Geelong. And the massive day is because it's 10 years since St Joey's did the double. They won the reserve grade, which they were happy to do under Josh Bell, but then they followed it up about 2.5 hours later by winning their first senior premiership in 26 years in the GFNL. And the captain and the coach are in the van. The coach is actually going to whack the headset on as well, and we'll talk to him again like we did last week. He was here talking to us after Queenscliff got their fourth straight win. Now it's 5 in a row and they're 6-3, but you're not the main act. The main act is the captain of that side, a man who's since footy has had a couple of battles, and we're going to have a chat about those, but he's got a big smile on his face today, and he's got a Blackman's in his hand as well. He's got, what have you got? The Pivot City Pale Ale.
City.
Oh, yeah. Magnificent.
Going all out.
Benny Capra, great to see you.
Good on you, Kingy. Thanks for having me, gents. Good on you.
Where's 10 years gone?
Unbelievable, isn't it? 10 years. Some of the boys in there are looking a little ragged, I must admit, but I'm looking all right, Keefe. We're doing all right.
I actually mentioned, I said, if they get a photo together, we don't look too bad. There's a few still playing, and if you look at some 10-year reunions, and you know, I'll sneak out the back, but the actual playing group looks all right.
What do you mean some are still playing? There's one bloke who played his 140th game for Geelong last night.
And he's still playing okay, yeah.
Easy ever.
Tommy Atkins. Geordie Kerris is still having a run around at Anglesey and coached against Riley Kershaw yesterday. The tentacles of that group have actually spread far and wide with coaching and the like out of that, Jamo.
Yeah, no, it has. And you know, as their coach, I suppose I'm pretty proud of that. You know, Kershaw's doing a great job with Amos on top of the ladder, and Geordie took Anglesey to the grand final last year and has them well placed again. So, yeah, it's good to see. And, you know, it makes days like today, there's a bit of ribbing going on in there. And I sort of said that's why we've revved the cooters up 5 weeks ago, is to make sure when I got here today that I wasn't getting picked on. So.
And instead, Geordie's being picked on because Riley's beaten him yesterday.
Exactly. No, so it's, we've got Geordie this week, so I won't say too much to him today. And, it's good.
We've got an incredible bond between you two. It's not only the three premierships, but, of course, the one with Uni Blues as well in 2019. You won 4 in 5 years together, Benny. But talk to us about your journey post-COVID, where you've had some health issues. Can you take us through that and where you're at the moment?
Yeah, and thanks for having me, mate, by the way. But, more than happy talking about it. So, new daughter on the way and life going good up in Sydney Beachside, and had a couple of tests after spotting some blood in the stools. A week later, finding out that's cancer, and the colorectal cancer. So a bit of a shock to the system, but we've since worked through that over the journey last year, and it was a bit touch and go, to be honest, because I couldn't really read how deep it had gotten. But luckily enough, we went through chemo and radio for that and got through that pretty unscathed, and finished off with the surgery last year, which confirmed that it hadn't got through and all gone. So the main thing now, King, is just the monitoring. So, you know, I'm getting a 6-monthly colonoscopy, checking in on things. And the main thing, it seems like we had some polyps in the system that turn nasty when they're in there for a while. I'm producing a few more than many. So, but look, I'm in good hands, mate, and that's the main thing. And as I said, more than happy talking to anyone about it. I think the biggest lesson is just listening to your body, the signals that it's giving off, and that's certainly what I've been talking the most about. And a few have got colonoscopies since, but unfortunately, it is a fast-growing, you know, cancer in our age group at the moment. It's probably the highest-growing colorectal cancer. A bit of awareness never hurts. And many of my mates and those I know have done that and luckily got through. So, yeah, probably the worst of it gone, mate, but still a work in progress monitoring.
And in terms of, you find out how lucky we are to live in the country we are with the health system that we've got. That's the beauty of, and probably being in Sydney as well, probably seeing some red hot specialists up there who are able to help the process as well.
Yeah, definitely. We are very lucky. And probably the other part to it is making sure you've got some good health insurance. You know, we are a lucky country, but having some good cover never hurts. And that certainly helped me through the journey. Obviously, enough going on in the head financially we were okay with. Again, about the awareness, we always talk to everyone that I can to make sure you're checking in your own backyard and make sure you've got the right cover.
There's is there a chance he can come back? What's the...
Look, the percentages are well in my favour. So we've done the hardest yard of it, we think, and the main thing now is just monitoring and making sure it doesn't come back. But, yeah, I think there is something going on there with the polyps that I'm producing a few more than most do. So, as I said, under the right microscope, I'm sure we'll get through it fine.
It's really coming down now here.
Do you miss footy today, Ben? Do you miss footy today?
Oh, yeah, this is my sort of day, Jim. I would have always said I better run out from centre half back and just plough a few, mate. There's a few looking a bit iffy about the conditions, and this is usually when Jim, I'll tell you, I'll be getting in their head going, make sure we come to play.
It's not a bad day for footy. Every day is a good day for footy.
This is a normal day back home for you in Tassie, isn't it?
Exactly. Just go out there and get in.
It's a defender's day.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have a Leopold Sporties Player of the Day that we have these days, and we always ask the winner if there was a good bloke from the club that they'd take to the Leopold Sporties for a feed. Who would they take? Who from the Premiership team reunion today? Who would you take to the Leopold Sporties as a good bloke?
McCullough.
Who's a good bloke?
Definitely not McCullough. He'd be alongside me regardless. So he's already a plus one without saying it. But definitely Dale Carson, mate. I had a look. He's looking younger in there, Dale. And four kids in tow. He's looking fit. He's a beautiful soul, and I'd take him alongside.
All right. Will he read a poem?
Yeah, well, we've asked him already. He's had an opportunity, but I think a few more liquid courage, he'll be into it.
So he won numerous best and fairest during your year at Jammo, and every year he won the BNF. So you knew because he had the vote count done after your last game, and then you had presentation night, and he would always write a poem. And for a bloke that didn't say a lot and obviously carved out a niche as a very tough forward and defender, it was quite an interesting touch.
And he's got that about him, Dale. He's one of those different types, you would say, Cap. So he... When the dance floor comes on, you should see the moves of D. Carson. Oh, he's a Michael Jackson. Absolutely unbelievable. So
Lamboise on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's probably why Cap would have wanted to take me out for dinner.
100%.
And the blokes that moves, they sort of hang around a little bit.
So that's the good bloke you'd take.
Yeah.
Who's the reptile from the team you would never take? Who's the bloke who just is a pest, or you just who's the bloke you're not going to hang around with at 10:30 tonight?
Tommy Baldy from the Resi's group. You know, at a certain time onwards, you really need to get away from the great man. But he's already brought a lot as it is. There's one of the boys' houses at Ann Street around the corner we had some great memories of on the Premiership night.
Be careful here, Cap.
Are we still live? Yeah, you got to watch out for Baldo, mate.
Baldo, actually, after the 2015 Premiership, Baldo went mad Monday as Ivan Milat, so that probably...
Yeah. Wow. You realise if
it's
you
different,
do that,
it was a different time, wasn't it?
But if an AFL player does that now, is in a world of hurt. Jammo, you were very good at the post-premierships, and one of your characters actually got mentioned talking to somebody else. That was Paul Blart Mallcop.
Yes, that was coming on the scooter that day to the
Segway.
On the Segway. Didn't quite do the Segway. I didn't think I'd be able to do the Segway after a few.
Don't Kenny.
I think... And correct me if I'm wrong, Kingy, but I think the picture of me as Paul Blart may have got more hits than Patrick Dangerfield returning to Geelong.
It did.
So, I've always had that.
So are we saying that he's the original dress-up coach?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Before Buddha's...
Yes.
The Western Pates.
Buddha today in his beekeeper suit. He's rocked up today. He's not coaching. He just said he's going to come as a beekeeper. Somehow he and I were talking during the week. He goes, I think he came off his Ted Lasso Believe.
Yes.
And anything BE or BEE. So anyway, and you did John Candy's character from Cool Runnings.
Yeah, I did Cool
were
Runnings.
Were you in the bobsled?
Yeah, we were in the bobsled with him, yeah.
I was... Benny actually got me the original jacket, which I think still hangs up in my wardrobe. I might have paid a bit for it, I reckon, off eBay somewhere there.
Who was the other one?
And then just the it was zookeeper.
Oh,
zookeeper.
Yep.
Yeah, so went back to the well there and always gets a laugh.
You would get George Went, you'd get Norm from Cheers probably up and running a bit this year, wouldn't you?
Oh, don't know about that. Come on, Kingy.
Walk into the Queenscliff Bowls and Croquet Club, yeah, and everybody go, Jammo!
Absolutely. It's good. It's good fun. You got to have a bit of laugh, and that's one thing that we did. And, you know, I just listened to the Cap speak then, like, you know, he's the journey that he's been on, he's an inspiration to us all. And he actually talked it down then. Like, it was a bigger fight than what he's saying. It was a real fight for his life. And, you know, as he does, you know, he just takes things on head on. And he's such a positive person. He's a real leader of men. And, you know, I'm glad that our footy club got, well, you know, our community got around him when he was ill. And he deserved that because, you know, what he's given this club for so long. But, you know, he's playing it down. He was in a fight, and his positive approach to things would have went a long way. But, you know, we love him, and, you know, yeah, he's a legend.
Makes taking on Andrew Banjanin as an undersized ruckman seem small fry.
Yeah, absolutely. And, look, it was just, for me, it was a good reminder of what you belong to. And, you know, going up to Sydney, taking on the opportunity we have, and getting news like that, just the outpouring from the community we're a part of, and TJW's been mentioned plenty of times already in that room. That's something that we instilled from the start. It was a really good reminder for, you know, for me and my family of what the club brings, and the outpouring we got, we couldn't be more thankful for.
Did anybody invite Luke Forbes today?
We did, but he goes home just after half time.
So, of course, Luke Forbes had taken Dale Carson to the cleaners in the first half, and the margin was 24 at half time and then became 30 early in the third quarter. Who was the person that decided that Dale Carson needed to go from key back to key forward, where obviously he had played prior to Russell Robertson coming to St. Joey's?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it at half time, and I don't know, 24 points down, we probably thought, oh, do you want to go now? Or if they kick another one, we're going to be in trouble. And then they kicked another one and we thought, shit, we're in trouble. Just send him forward and see what happens. But we speak about that all the time on this day, I think, you know, and Dale's story goes into a bit of folklore, and, you know, it is uncanny him doing what he did in that third quarter. But it was a midfield that really got on top. You know, we... midfield and halfback, you know, I think Kirsch's boy Riley had a great day. Lovey had a good day. But, yeah, Atkins, Kerris, Dan Gibbs.
Dan Gibbs is the forgotten man in that.
Yeah, he was really big when you watch that third quarterback. Those guys just got on top, you know, and Dale was lucky to be on the end of him. I shouldn't say that because it takes a bit to do it, and I'm a forward at heart. So, but, yeah, it was just a... We just revved into gear, and we spoke about that actually with the St. Joey's group today. You know, we had a bit of fear factor in about the way we played the footy, and when we scored heavily, and I think that's what happened in that third quarter. They hadn't seen it for that time, and things were probably against us that day with the final five. When you finish on top, I think we won by 96 points in the first final against Colac. Which wasn't, you know, it wasn't a physical game at all. We were hardly untouched. So you play one game of footy in a month, which was real easy, and then you go into a grand final. I was a little bit concerned going into that grand final just with the lack of footy that we had played, but yeah, once we kicked into gear, geez, it's special to watch.
Newtown, of course, came from an elimination final, tried to do what Colac had actually done the year before in 2014. On reflection, Benny, what would happen if you hadn't have got over that hump? And obviously there'd been so many losses in that era, 06, 09 come to mind, a couple of losses in 97 and 99 to North Shore. It just seemed to be one of those great hexes of local footy that Joey's couldn't get it done on the big stage.
No, it's the most important of the lot. It's, you know, the monkey on the back was there, King, and we can muck around with it all we want, but when it came to the big stage, Joey's had that mentality where, you know, we got there and we did our best, but we didn't get the chocolates. And for me, that 2015 was the most critical in what we've eventuated, you know, what we've seen since. It really opened up the floodgates, I guess. The confidence that came after that 2015, the look in the likes of Hainsey and all the boys, Riley, there's just a different aura about them after that 2015. And I think that monkey on the back was the biggest hurdle to get over in 2015, and we did it. Yeah.
So it was you, McCoola, Riley, Jacko Davis?
Yes, yep.
Who else?
Measures.
And Gibbs played in all three?
Einstein played in all three.
He missed one with injury, didn't he?
Ferguson?
Ferg,
yeah.
And Alex Hickey.
Yeah. Did he play in all three, Al?
I thought he missed one. Yeah.
I remember the photo.
He played all three.
Yeah. Played all three. Yeah. And obviously, Dan Measures with that incredible record.
Oh, man.
Three in the Alice, yeah. Three here, three at Queenscliff, and obviously one at Bannockburn as well.
Yeah. I think
he won a T20 Colt in Little River, didn't he?
Yeah,
we saw it.
Yeah.
We did it. We don't know how. He's never played cricket in his life.
Grand final.
He went to Little River and won a T20.
That's it. Grand final day. I think he just jumped the fence before the first quarter bounce and was raring to go and played his heart out as usual, but we love Mizzy.
Success follows him wherever he goes. Gentlemen, I'm going to let you go and enjoy your day. Thank you so much for taking 10 minutes to come and reminisce with us. Ben, obviously, privately, we've known that you've had some battles, but for you to share publicly what you've been through, and as Jamo said, you have played it down because my reports that were coming to me were you were very, very unwell. But great to see you up and about. The hair held on nicely too.
Yeah, got through unscathed, thankfully.
That was the main thing he was worried about, to be honest.
Yeah. I think Joey was more concerned about that.
Yeah,
we got through that. Thanks very much, Jess.
Can you just tell me, if you came home and found Joe McCullough in bed with your wife, is it true you'd kick your wife out?
100%.
I reckon it used to be true. I reckon it's gone the other way now.
She hasn't listened to this, so that's fine.
Yeah. Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Carell, Geelong, and we're before the bounce for Team Tai Power and the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. And that was Inspirations Paint, Benny Capra and Heath Jamieson, the captain and coach of the 2015 St Joseph's Premiership team.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.